Now, do you remember Mark Chopper Reed? He was one of Australia's most notorious criminals, but he was loved by many because of the way he spoke his mind. Heath Franklin is an actor, comedic performer, improviser, and writer. And in his latest show, The Silencer, currently showing at the Adelaide Fringe, he uses the character of Chopper to criticise how opinionated modern society has become, thanks to social media. Although Chopper is not for the faint-hearted, as there's lots of swearing. The Wire's Jared McLaughlin went to the show and later spoke with Heath about what his show is trying to convey.
Oh, you can't say anything there, Dave. Yeah, you can. I said all sorts of fucked up shit tonight.
I always find the whole political correctness thing a bit of a tricky issue because it seems to have been defined differently by both sides of the conversation a little bit. But I mean, mostly it's just about this sort of idea of, you know, cancelling people you disagree with and, you know, the kind of general intolerance for other people's opinions that happens these days, including my intolerance for other people's opinions.
And what about Chopper's intolerance to this type of behaviour, to this attitude towards having to contend with people being so offended if he says something or if someone says something out of line?
Well, I mean, the great thing about Chopper is it's a fairly blunt instrument, so it's kind of got a good way of cleaving through all the nonsense and all the chaos and all the confusion in a lot of ways. So, I mean, and the challenge with writing with Chopper is to take what I think and then try and present it through a sort of a Chopper lexicon, I suppose, really. And which, you know, usually adds a little bit more swearing to it.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of swearing.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think everyone assumes that, well, my version of Chopper is this sort of extreme right-wing guy, but I think this show is a kind of attempt to just sort of re-establish the kind of the sane middle ground on any topic, you know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily have to be the sort of shrieking extremes. And, yeah, I mean, it's just sort of like, you know, I woke up this morning and Andrew Bolt's being outrageous and, you know, largely nonsensical. And then in reaction to that, everyone's being outrageous and nonsensical. And it's kind of like, well, what? Like, if we just, you know, if we just ignored him completely, hopefully he'd go away. But, I mean, his job is to be outrageous and insane once a week to a deadline. And then everyone follows that pattern and his website gets heaps of traffic and on it goes, you know. I just sort of, that's why I want the silencer. I want all that noise to just go away.
And that pretty much goes to the very emphasis of your show, The Silencer. And you can actually tell that Chopper has a big axe to grind with a lot of problems that have been going on within the human race and all the issues that are accumulating in regards to politics. And with the way we keep on arguing and fighting with each other, having to define and conquer, what are you trying to get from the audience? How do you think that they should try and break down or even decipher all of these problems in wanting to share their opinions?
Well, I think, I mean, if there's sort of the one thing that I was hoping people would take away from this is that there's a difference between opinions and facts. I mean, it seems strange that you have to say that, but these days apparently people have lost sight of the fact that there are actual rock-solid, provable things. And then after that, they're sort of all lost in this giant swirling miasma of, you know, poorly formed opinions and hastily formed opinions. So I guess I just want people to kind of stand back from the noise a bit, get some perspective and, you know, make good decisions. Don't get kind of lured in by all the sort of clickbaity, booby-trapped, ridiculous kind of sensationalism that's out there at the moment. It's partly in response to the fact, you know, when any news event happened, I used to be slavishly, you know, on social media commenting and fighting people and arguing with people and blah, blah, blah. And after a while, I just thought, what's the point? Like, there's no, you know, my comment is not worth any more or less than his comment and blah, blah, and on it goes. And at the end of the day, no one's changed their mind. In fact, usually if you kind of have an argument with someone, it kind of reinforces their opinion, if anything. So, yeah, it's a little bit about, you know, like just the whole online argument thing is pointless and there are better ways to do things.
Actor, comedic performer, improviser and writer Heath Franklin chatting about his latest show at the Adelaide Fringe, The Silencer, with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.